Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Do you feel like you're going through a dry place? Does it seem that you're traveling through an economic desert? Are you ready for supernatural deliverance from your financial wilderness or the one you've been in? If you answered yes to any of these previous three questions, we got some great news for you. Today, deliverance is coming to your house. Believe it, expect it, confess it, and manifest it.
Exodus 14, verse 13. Exodus 14, verse 13, in the classic Amplified Bible said, Moses told the people, fear not, stand still, firm, confident, undismayed, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will work for you today. For the Egyptians you have seen today, you shall never see again.
Now, I've taught this passage of scripture on numerous occasions. It's so powerful and encouraging. The children of Israel were delivered from Egypt by the miracle-working power of God. And he would go on to sustain over 3 million of them in a desolate and dangerous desert. During their 40 years in the wilderness, the children of Israel were rarely in an oasis of comfort. But yet, during all those years in the Sinai desert, God provided for his children and protected them from predators, the two-legged, hostile nations, and the four-legged kind, wild animals. The children of Israel survived the wilderness experience because of how God provided for them.
Deuteronomy 29, verses 4 through 6. Deuteronomy 29, verses 4 through 6 in the Contemporary English Version. He has even told you, for 40 years, I, the Lord, led you through the desert, but your clothes and your sandals didn't wear out, and I gave you special food. I did these things so you would realize that I am your God. But the Lord must give you a change of heart before you truly understand what you have seen and heard.
Here are 7 provisions for wilderness travel. Number 1, nobody needed a doctor. Can you imagine 3 million people traveling around in the wilderness for 40 years without ever getting sick?
Deuteronomy 7, verse 15. Deuteronomy 7, verse 15 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, the Lord will keep you free from every disease. He will not inflict on you the horrible diseases you knew in Egypt, but he will inflict them on all who hate you.
Now, the key to the children of Israel being free from disease is found in the next verse, Deuteronomy 7:16.
Deuteronomy 7, verse 16 says, you must destroy all the peoples the Lord your God gives over to you. Do not look on them with pity and do not serve their gods, for they will be a snare to you.
Hallelujah. We are not to crave, covet, or lust after the things of this world. Number 2, nobody needed shoes. I remember, and I know you do, I once owned a pair of Echo shoes. I wore them almost every day for 7 years. Finally, I had to put them aside because the heels were wearing down at an awkward angle. By any standards, 7 years is a long time to wear a single pair of shoes. But yet, the scripture says, the sandals of the children of Israel did not wear out. And you can be assured, they wore those shoes 7 days a week. I'm sure there were a wide variety of sandals among those traveling in the wilderness. Remember, the children of Israel took the valuables of the Egyptians before they left. No doubt, some of the Egyptians were wearing Jimmy Choo sandals, while others came from the Cairo Pick and Pay. Regardless of the brand or the cost of the sandals, none of them wore out. If you search the scriptures, you'll find information on a variety of shoes.
Deuteronomy 33, verse 25. Deuteronomy 33, verse 25 says, "Thy shoes shall be iron and brass." Wow. Ezekiel 16, verse 10 in the New Living Translation says, "And sandals made of fine goatskin leather."
Regardless of the style of shoes, they did not wear out. Number three, nobody needed new clothes. Now, for most parents, August, which will be here in, I guess, 2 days, most August is clothes shopping month. The kids are preparing for return to school, and they need new clothes because they've outgrown the ones they wore last year. When I was a boy, if you tore your slacks or blue jeans, they were patched. Today, you buy your blue jeans with holes in them already. In my youth, pants with holes or patches was a sign that you were, well, poor. Today, pants with holes show that you have parents who pay way too much money to buy those jeans that way. From grammar school through college, we've been buying school clothes because the others wore out or outgrown. However, that wasn't the case for the children of Israel. Twice in Deuteronomy, we're told that the clothes of the children of Israel never wore out.
Deuteronomy 8, verse 4 in the New Living Translation. "For all these 40 years, your clothes didn't wear out and your feet didn't blister or swell." Hallelujah. Think of that. Not only did their clothes never wear out, neither did their shoes. Deuteronomy 29, 5 in the New Living Translation. "For 40 years, I led you through the wilderness, yet your clothes and sandals did not wear out."
Think about it. Number four, nobody ate bread, but they lived well. Truthfully, in our contemporary culture, we'd be healthier if we curtailed our consumption of bread. It pains me to say this, but especially bread made with white flour. In Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers, the children of Israel are specifically instructed to eat bread without yeast during the celebration of the Passover. They eat bread without yeast because on the night of the death angel Passover, the bread didn't have time. They didn't have time for the bread to rise. In fact, the scriptures are very specific on how to prepare such bread. Yet during 40 years in the wilderness, the children of Israel did not eat any bread.
Deuteronomy 29, verse 6 in the Message Bible. "You lived well without bread." No bread, but the children of Israel lived well, the scripture says. Exodus 16, verse 15. In the Classic Amplified Bible says, "When the Israelites saw it, they said to one another, 'Manna,'" and that being interpreted, "what is it? For they did not know what it was. And Moses said to them, 'This is the bread which the Lord has given you to eat.'"
Number five, nobody had wine or beer, but they didn't like for something to drink.
Deuteronomy 29, verse 6 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, "Nor have you drunk wine or strong drink."
The Hebrew word for strong drink, H7941 means strong drink, intoxicating drink, fermented or intoxicating liquor. At a time when God was trying to find the heart of his chosen people, how they would act and react to adversity and opportunity. He didn't want them living with a buzz. However, God provided water for the children of Israel throughout their wanderings in the desert and the wilderness. And that's what you need when you're in a wilderness or a desert situation. You need water more than anything else.
Number six, Nobody would ever doubt who their loving and protecting God was because of what he did for them, or at least they shouldn't have. God fed them with manna from heaven every day they were in the wilderness. Think of that. God provided water for them out of a rock. God protected them from the heat of day and the cold of night. God kept their clothing, shoes, and tents from wearing out. God gave them victory over enemy after enemy. The children of Israel had to rely on God for everything, as they were completely without any measure of support or any measure of support for their survival.
Number 7, nobody will ever understand what he did for them without a change of heart. But we'd better, if we ever want to reach the promised land.
Deuteronomy 29, verses 5 and 6. Deuteronomy 29, verses 5 and 6 in the Contemporary English Version. I did these things so that you would realize that I am your God. But the Lord must give you a change of heart before you truly understand what you've seen and heard.
Sadly, many people think they're the creators of their own destiny. And while you are, you aren't. Yes, we have to show initiative. And yes, we need to be motivated to achieve success. We would never succeed, though, without his promises, precepts, and presence. When we finally begin to understand, acknowledge, accept, and act upon the knowledge that he's the source of our deliverance, then and only then can we begin, we can begin our journey to financial freedom and the promised land of abundance. Hallelujah.
And praise his name.
That ought to make you shout. When you think about what he did for the children of Israel in the wilderness, spend a little time thinking about how God has been protecting you and caring for you in whatever wilderness experience you may have been having. But take heart, take comfort, rejoice in knowing that, like the scripture said in Exodus 14:13, things that you've seen today and yesterday, you got to know God wants you to never see them again. Hallelujah. Well, if you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com. While you're there, up at the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And also check out this week's 2-minute video. And make sure you join us again tomorrow morning, July 31st, 2018, for Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
Hallelujah.
We love you. We appreciate you.
God bless you. And keep thinking rich thoughts.
Absolutely. Thank you. Bye-bye.